Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
TikTok has escalated its feud with the Trump administration. The company is now suing the U.S. government in an attempt to block a potential ban threatened by the president earlier this month. Let's bring in Jessica Lesson, editor-in-chief of The Information. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
So TikTok wrote in its filing that the administration, quote, failed to follow due process and act in good faith, neither providing evidence that TikTok was an actual threat nor justification for its punitive actions. What exactly is TikTok's case?
So TikTok's case is that Trump's executive order, which will ban them if they're not sold in a matter of weeks, just has no merit. That, you know, there was no credible security threat, which is what the Trump administration has said. You know, it's an interesting case because we haven't been given any specific evidence of a national security threat that TikTok poses. And, you know, it just really does seem like this is a very political move on the part of the Trump administration. That said, it's really hard to see this lawsuit really making much of a practical difference. I think it was really just more of a statement than something that's really going to affect the outcome of the service in the weeks ahead.
What's the latest on some of the U.S. companies interested in buying off TikTok's U.S. operations? We heard about Microsoft last week. Oracle entered the picture. Co-founder Larry Ellison is a supporter of President Trump. Any insight into which company has a better shot at closing a deal within really what is a 45-day deadline the president
has set? It's a rapid, I mean, it's a fascinating deal process. You know, the company sort of has to sell, which means it doesn't have that much negotiating leverage compared to other M&A transactions. But yes, we've seen Oracle kind of enter the picture. Both companies are in very, very deep conversations. Many of ByteDance's biggest investors who are pretty upset that they have to ditch this valuable asset right now, I think that some of the largest ones are favoring the Oracle bid because they could continue to own a bigger piece of the company in that kind of arrangement, whereas it's looking like Microsoft, you know, would want to do the vast majority of the deal themselves. So they're trying to figure out, you know, who do they really want to be in partnership with as well, let alone, I guess, probably the most important thing, who comes with the better price.
Mm-hmm. One thing I want to ask you about TikTok, the Wall Street Journal reported that Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg made the case to President Trump during a dinner the two had last year that these Chinese-owned companies are a bigger threat to the U.S. than homegrown tech giants like Facebook. I mean, Zuckerberg never mentioned TikTok specifically, and it did not ask Trump to ban this app. But how do you think Facebook and other American tech companies are viewing the situation with TikTok right now?
I think, it's a little bit of conflicting emotions. On one hand, I think Facebook and others realize one of their strongest arguments to push back against being broken up and regulated is to make it seem like China's tech powerhouses are knocking at the US's door and about to take over the world. That's been their sort of first line in antitrust hearings. You know, if you make us weaker, you make them stronger. I do, however, think that a world in which the US just blocks TikTok and says, you know what, you can't operate here. You've got to sell your assets to another company. That's not a good world for Facebook or Google or Apple or Amazon, because it means that other countries are more likely to be emboldened to do the same. And we're already seeing, you know, parts of the world, obviously China, but India and elsewhere, where there's a real protectionism to the tech sector, real desire and skepticism of keeping sort of foreign companies out. So Would companies like to see, you know, a little less competition here in the short term? Sure. But I do think when they say that they are concerned about the precedent of just blocking an app, that's a genuine concern as well.
Mm-hmm. Before I let you go, I want to ask you about one more thing, Jessica. Yesterday, Zoom was down for about 3 hours in some places. Bad timing for video conferencing service. A lot of kids were logging on to Zoom classes across the country and couldn't. What did the company say about why this happened? And will it happen again?
Yes, it was. I saw some commentary about it was the new snow day. It was the Zoom is down day for kids. You know, I think the company is pretty standard. We apologize. We're fixing it. You know, I don't think we got a ton of information. These kinds of things happen. They happen, you know, quite frequently. And part of me is sort of in awe that Zoom has worked so seamlessly throughout the pandemic that it has. But, you know, where everyone will be watching it closely, the video space is still very competitive. So I think the pressure is on Zoom to make sure it doesn't happen again. And, you know, everyone will be watching.
That's Jessica Lesson, Editor-in-Chief of The Information. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.